the world will tell you I don't even know that I should be alive.
We still had college loans and just all this overhead that we're dealing with.
I had moments where it was just tears and I can't do this. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm tired. I need help.
There have been so many challenges.
It did not look like we would have been able to survive.
From the very beginning of this, she was passionate and honestly, like, I always thought I was a harder worker than she was until she started doing this.
We just kind of had a moment where we were like, this is something bigger.
Come on, girl.
God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. By his hands we all are fed. Thank you for our daily bread. Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
My goal is always like 3 nights a week at least that we're at the table.
As often as we can, kids do sports and after school things, and Jonathan travels a lot or we have things going on.
We just try to make sure that that's a priority just to be together as a family. It's a natural place to talk about issues we might have had in the day. It's the first place they'll sit down and talk about an issue they had at school.
We talk about what we did that day and how we can make that day better and how it was good.
But I know that that's the one time that we will all be together and we can all listen and then teach them respect. You gotta listen, you gotta sit down, you gotta, you know, not throw food.
It's the primary time where we're really teaching them about the Lord.
We talk about Jesus, we pray.
My name's Alina and I'm 10 years old.
She's a bit of a perfectionist.
Determined and just wants to accomplish.
She just likes to do things right and she wants to be right all the time, and when she's not right, she's still right.
Humble, just very sweet, wants to help and wants to do her part.
Cameron, Olivia, and Caitlin.
Caitlin's very boisterous and loud and fun, and she is the energy in our house. She loves to laugh.
I got this one, manhole makeup games at night. That one, we like to giggle a lot. And this one, ride bikes.
And then there's the twins. You have Cameron and Olivia. They couldn't be more opposite.
Cameron is much more just focused, and she's just focused and a little more serious, and there's not a lot of chit-chat. She's about, what are we doing right now? Whereas Olivia is just carefree and a little goofy and silly, and she lives just in another little world.
I like to play teacher.
It can be at times frustrating when it's emotional because it can get loud very fast and emotional very fast. You take the average morning getting ready for school and we'll probably have at least 2 emotional breakdowns from 2 people. I'm not sure if it's Winter and Alina or Cameron and Caitlin or Olivia and Alina. I'm learning to be patient in it. So I used to, you know, just get frustrated and I start barking out orders, let's go, let's do it, you know, and trying to solve problems, and it doesn't work. Just wait for everybody to be ready and the emotions to end, and then we move on.
He does okay. No, he does great. I mean, he is. Sometimes I'll have to, if I'm not the one having the breakdown, I'll have to just kind of remind him that it's okay. They'll stop crying and we'll move on soon. It's just nothing but the grace of God in relationship with him. There are many statistics that tell you what I should be. I am a black female that grew up in the inner city of Baltimore, Maryland, high crime rate, single mom, drug addicted father. The world will tell you I don't even know that I should be alive. I definitely shouldn't be educated. I definitely shouldn't have, you know, a family and a husband.
My mom became a Christian when she was pregnant with me. So I was raised in a Christian home. So bad environment, but in our home it was all about Christ. We were focused on loving Christ.
I grew up in a little country town in a little tiny rural town in South Jersey. From a mixed marriage, my mom's German-American, my dad's African-American, so grew up in a very diverse family that wasn't in a very diverse location. And they both were committed to the Lord early on, so I knew nothing else but church, Sunday night church, you know, middle-of-the-week church, and youth group, all that stuff. So grew up in a Christian home and parents that were faithful to the Lord.
So I grew up with a concrete backyard. I mean, grass is like foreign to me. I don't know much about chickens or cows or any animal for that matter. And Jonathan doesn't know a lot about city things, and so it's just been neat that we have a little bit of both.
I remember we might have been engaged at this point, but I'm on the steps of a row house, and she's, you know, we're just kind of talking and hanging out, and all of a sudden, like, this SUV pulls up, a guy jumps out of the back seat and starts running the opposite way down the road, and I'm sitting there just watching this, like, just kind of gawking. And she's like, and two
he's
guys.
The only person outside at this point.
The driver.
Because everybody else knew to run.
Yeah, the driver gets out, the passenger gets out, and they start chasing this guy down the street. And I'm sitting there watching this drama unfold. She's like, get in the house! You know, so I didn't have any experiences like that growing up, and she knew to kind of go inside and lock the doors. And so it's been complimentary.
I think we've done well with just adapting and learning from each other.
I was working at a church as their marketing development coordinator.
And I was working for Nielsen Media Research, then TV ratings company. It was a good job, but it wasn't what I wanted for a career.
I got pregnant with our second daughter. After the baby was born, I just knew that God was telling me to come home. Decided to take that step and came home to be a full-time mom.
We still had college loans and just all this overhead that we're dealing with. So to go to one income was a real feat for us.
If you looked at our numbers, his salary plus our expenses on a budgeted sheet, it did not look like we would have been able to survive and make it.
I knew it was the right thing to do, and I was committed to it regardless.
I wanted to live a life that was comfortable and that I didn't have to struggle financially. I think mostly it was wanting to avoid the financial struggles that I saw growing up. Over a period of time, I just remember just wearing myself out, feeling like, you know, I'm just doing diapers and chicken nuggets and how many ways can I cook this fried chicken again? And I had moments where it was just tears and kind of like, I can't do this. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm tired. I need help. You know, just all of that. And I wanted to, you know, do something in my mind. I wanted to do something bigger and more than just, you know, just be mom to these girls. I just had a moment of laying that all down before God, putting aside all the desires and things that I thought I wanted to be doing. Okay, God, clearly this is what you have for me, and this is, I'm a mom, and these are my, they're my ministry right now, and this is what you've given me. I was still exhausted from being the mom to four girls, but there was just a sense of peace and contentment. It was a daily thing where I had to be intentional about praying for God to give me peace and give me contentment with today and not just going through the motions of changing diapers and playing a game because, you know, otherwise they're going to tear the house up. But enjoying playing the game and enjoying reading the stories and being present just in the moments that were happening around me.
I remember walking just behind our couch as she was sitting on the couch one evening, and she's putting something together for our girls. And I distinctly remember a time, and I just looked at it from a design perspective and said, wow, that's really good. That's when I remember really having the conversation about, hey, you should probably use this more than what you're thinking.
I think in choosing to be intentional about being present with my kids, I just took on a whole level of just investing, a new level of investing into their lives. We had just recently ordered some junior magazines for them, and Alina, though, was getting just a little bit older. The little ones were just devouring it and were enjoying it, and then off to the side, I just saw Alina just not really, not that she wasn't interested, but she could really read the stories to them, and that was the fun for her. She wasn't necessarily reading it to soak it up for herself. So I just said, you know what, I've got lots of things I want her to know, and I want to be able to give it to her in a way that she still can enjoy and have fun the same way we did when she was four. And so I just said, I'm going to make her a little book. And in my mind, I was just going to put a little book together that had just lessons that I wanted her to know and quizzes that she could enjoy doing with me, but would give her a chance to kind of see God in her life.
From the very beginning of this, she was passionate and honestly, like, I always thought I was a harder worker than she was until she started doing this.
As I was doing it, got in and started really seeing, like, no, I want her to know this. And then I started having fun with designing the pages and doing all this stuff that I just didn't want to put it down. And so there were times that it was 3:00 in the morning and Jonathan would kind of peek, you know, find me, like, and like, babe, you gotta come to bed. Like, you gotta go to sleep. But I was so excited about it. And as I was doing it, I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll make this like a little book club and give it to some of her and some of her friends.
The level of quality in her design, the level of quality in her content, where I was like, okay, this is real. So.
After it was complete, and I remember us, you know, Jonathan and I looking through it, and we just kind of had a moment where we were like, this is something bigger. It being what is now For Girls Like You magazine and ministry. But that was just a little resource and a little way that I wanted to stay connected. Now it's a resource and magazine and ministry for moms, and we have the first For Girls Like You published devotional. It's just been amazing to watch God kind of open doors that I didn't necessarily chase. I just made a decision to give him my life and let him use my messy circumstance, literally messy, with just diapers and ketchup and Cheerios everywhere, and just decided to just let him use that. And it's been amazing to watch him use that and to see what he could do from just my saying, God, you can have it.
A beautiful woman that's committed to the Lord and growing personally in Him, that is the most patient mother I've ever met. They're all girls, so they can, you know, get on each other's nerves and annoy each other. And she's a prayerful woman. And she's definitely, you know, you talk about a Proverbs 31 woman that knows how to work and how to take care of the home. And she's beautiful and she dresses. I mean, she's all that. So, yeah.
He is just a man that is after God's heart. He is just committed. He's committed, one, to following Christ and to knowing what that looks like and to really understanding what that looks like, which then makes him committed to his family, which then makes him committed to the people around him, which then also makes him humble, which makes him which just makes him great.
There have been so many challenges just in the world lately, I mean, from terrorism to disease to all these different things. The peace and the joy that I have on a daily basis, regardless of what's going on around me, I wouldn't trade in for anything. And that's really when I think about not having a relationship with Jesus and not knowing where I'm going to spend eternity and not knowing that God is on my side and walking with me, to not have that is a scary place to be.
You don't have to figure it out. God's got that part worked out. I would say make getting to know Him and relationship with Him and growing in love in Christ, make that your priority and your focus. And then leave all of the details, including, you know, how to raise your kids, how to provide your kids, how to provide for your kids. I would just leave all those details to let Him reveal them, because He's already got that stuff worked out. He's just waiting for us to say yes. A lot of the mainstream television shows or channels that are focused on kids, the kids that are watching them are 8, 9 years old. The shows are about high schoolers. We have our 9-year-old sitting in front of a television show watching a 17-year-old live life. Those things aren't meant for them to tackle right now.